Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just figured we're going to go ahead and get ourselves started with our day. This is going to be on a self-love through end of March, March Madness seminar. The sermon is self-love, so it's removing people. And I'm going to tell you why we're doing this as the last closeout of this month's seminar. Because every month we're going to be doing a level of theme work and everything else that helps us to understand different frameworks of what we need to be doing to self-improve, self-love, and self-efficacy to take ourselves where we need to be at. So when we talk about a level of self-love and a self-love seminar, we've been doing the whole March Madness. We did the Abundance of Love last month. So the next month is April Showers Bring May Flowers Breakthrough Session. So like I told you guys, we're going to be doing this from now on. And this is something that's going to be done yearly every year. And throughout the month and things like that for web-based seminars, and also to give you guys a little taste of what I do as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and miracle coach, as well as a brander and also mentor. Now, as you guys know, I've been dealing with a lot of things that are quite peculiar as a life coach, wellness coach, and business coach, as well as a brander, and also as a divorce counselor, and as well as a marital counselor. And I love my job as a life coach, wellness coach, and things like that, but I also have things that I have real life. So I wanted to talk about some things, and we're going to be talking about building this self today, and also discernment as a way of us to, again, discernment is self-love, and so is removing people. Because this goes into the section three that we're going to talk about, which is self-love. Because I want you guys to get these seminars, because we're going to go into April with the level of the next set of this. Which is, let me go into it, alternative self-love strategies, especially when self-love, regular strategies, are not quite what you really want it to be. Now, being as it said, I'm dealing with a level and layer of abnormalities outside of my coaching business, co-coaching practice, and I wanted to make sure that we're having this conversation genuinely, candidly, and things like that. But let me start with, you can text 866-727-9323 or 404-418-5104. And that's our open line text number. If you can't call in the line, 515-602-9765. Again, this is the Power to Do More Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Diva. And this is CC, and I am CC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online for Children, Adolescents, Young Adults, Life Coach, Health Coach, Wellness Coach, Family Coach, and Divorce Coach, as well as a brander and mentor and public speaker. So I want to make sure that we're going through everything in good fashion and we have everything together and whatnot. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the live and everything else. Again, you can book your appointments at imcc.com for specialty appointments, teamworld.online for your children, adolescents, young adults. Don't need the coaching for every normie out there. And for the IIM people, you can definitely book at imcccoaching.com for your regular appointment. Now, that's not mutually exclusive to I am, but still, I like to make sure that IMCC coaching is aligned to just coaching itself. But again, paradigms of light are still infused in there. And if you are enlightened and you are trying to get to a better place and things like that, I'm here to help you with your journey as a IAMer or IAM beacon for IAM. And that's fine. So that's neither here nor there. We're not in the same plane or things like that, but I want to make sure that you guys understand that I align as three both IAMs. And with that mindset, I want to make sure and invite you guys to coaching and things like that, especially your journey and whatever your experience is going to be with IAM and things like that. Everybody's experience is different. Mine has been pretty good outside the hardships that I've been going through prior to IAM. And I'll explain that in just a moment when we talk about self-love and self-efficacy and becoming Christum, or the Greek word, I am illuminated, or illuminated one within yourself. We are all born that way. So we can all say we are I am, okay? So that's fine, nor here nor there. here's the problem with building self-love. We went on the other thing the other day about self-love in the sense about all about the shadow self and getting out from the shadow in our practical experiences and getting into introspective work. And that's the footwork to getting past the dark side, our demons that we all have inside of us, and we let them go and we begin to look at the level of Christos, I am, that we were all born with, and going back to our real true self before we were all altered some way or other before, you know, when life hits us, life hits us real good. So when we think about this, do not judge or you shall be judged. And that's Matthew 7:1. We talked about that in Romans 2:1. You're there. There's no excuse. You pass judgment. You're passing judgment on yourself. So that's Romans 2:1. So that brings us into chapter 3, which is the level of module 3, chapter 3, and building the self. I want you guys to understand that part of this in life coaching is to go and compare it to our real lives and be relatable to everybody. And as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, I told you guys some different things about me. The reason why I wanted you guys to know more about your life coach is that we all have regular lives outside of our profession as paraprofessionals and things like that. So I've had to go through a level of layer of breakthroughs and self-love and things like that. And I want to share that with you guys because I've been doing a whole message in a bottle type of thing for my Twitter Periscope to get people to understand that grief is real. Life is real. We all go through life-changing experiences and events that change us, especially the toxic things, toxic environment, the toxic people. So we're going to have this conversation deeply about that so that we can get into a level layer of understanding about it so people can stop saying, oh, such and such is a toxic person. No, it may be their environment, and it may be the reaction that they're having to a lot of toxicity or unfairness or things that are going on that are just egregious in manner. I've been through it. I'm currently off mourning from it. And let me tell you guys something. Even your most polished, graceful, sweetest person in the world can go beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 you got me messed up, and cross lines too. I'll tell you why. We've all built up what we're supposed to be, and we talked about this the other day, about social media, and we talked about the levels and layers of personas that everybody might have on social media. Until, like, something real happens, then you're like, your favorite wouldn't do that. Oh, my favorite would never go there and do this. Your favorite is like anybody else. Their crap stinks, so does everybody else. Just like your breath stinks in the morning until you brush your teeth and everything else. You wash your mouth out and do all the good stuff. It's just like everybody has their days when their muscles all get out when it's too hot outside and your hair gets all poofy-poofy. Okay? So we all have regular things that happen. Even famous people have regular things that happen. And what struck me to do this in this manner of building self-love is we got to build self-love online, offline. Here's the reason why. A lot of us live in a false illusion in the world, right? When we're talking about a level of social media and who we're supposed to be versus who we are and the other side to us behind closed doors. And I had this conversation with everybody on social media yesterday because I outlined everything that was going on to all of the aggregators of the situation. So the last person that I had to get off of my plate of people and address these issues was this girl, Monica. Monica, all about the tea, is my actual fat ex's mother. She's a pygmyisha, a nasty person, and an evil, disgusting bedwinch. She's one of those people who likes to pick till you go off on her, and then she acts like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. You know, your classic personality of a toxic person who likes to pick and provoke, and I can see why her husband slapped the brakes on her before he cheated on her. And I hate putting people's business out there, but the thing is, it was fun as long as everybody was doing it to me. So let me explain this to you guys in the manner of picking Patrick and picking Nisha's and bullies and harassers or toxic people who are attached to other things. And they make that attachment, that voices, because their toxic behaviors or their ways how they conduct themselves are very toxic and very low vibrational, low function, but they interview well. And it's what I was talking about yesterday. And this is where we get into how you're supposed to be, who you are, versus the real you behind closed doors. When we're talking about building the self and self-love, you want to build up self-love. The first thing you have to do is purification. Part of purification is pointing out the things that are poisoning you, or poisoning your mental health or your well-being. And the reality is that most people have picked up a lot of wild and irrational beliefs or rational beliefs because they're dealing with irrational, wild people who do a lot of pick-me-patch-or-pick-me-isha stuff or create bad experiences or series of unfortunate events. Now, I've gone through that. I want you guys to understand that. And as a life coach, it's very embarrassing, humiliating, degrading to have to fight back on social media in front of everybody with a person who insists on stalking and harassing every live I have, provoke and gaslight, and do all the pitney patter, pitney stuff that they see and she and does. And this is this man and his father and his mother. And not only that, his new wife. And when I tell you guys, we all go through real life, we all go through that. Because there are some people who just can't stand your life, your crystals, your yates and crystals, your whole level of illuminated mind that we all were born with, we all were programmed with, and our DNA. So it's in our blood. Maybe we're born with it, right? The reality is that some people have picked up some irrational, wild beliefs that they're above being checked about their behaviors. Some people have irrational beliefs or wild beliefs that they're above a level and layer of humbling. And some people have wild beliefs that they can do whatever they want to do to be toxic and create a toxic environment, whether it's workplace, outside of workplace, or marriage, and with no accountability. So when we think about values and attitudes that are not real, but they create a realness of the experience of the person who's receiving on the receiving end of their unloving, toxic, nasty, degrading, bullying behavior, or their toxic humiliation, toxic levels of behavior, or emotionally violent behaviors, like I talked to you all about, if there's a lot of physical toxins in the body from unclean environments or unclean people or toxic, poisonous people. Now you'll understand what I mean by that. It's just like a poison AC unit or a poisonous person who tampers AC unit or tampers cars or vehicles. I've had that done. So I want you guys to understand that a toxic person, toxic environment, toxic organization, or toxic people, it may not be the organization. Because let me go walk that back for a second. Organizations aren't toxic. It's the people in it. Okay? And it doesn't matter what organization, whether it's your church organization, whether it's your work environment organization, or whether it's any organization you attach yourself to, okay? So let's talk about purification in this sense. I want you guys to understand the unclean environment and what it means. When we talk about purification across all levels in order, and you get what I'm saying, operating in order on your own versus a marriage versus a workplace versus organization. So order's always around, like I told you guys. I want you guys to know effectively there is an order and sequence to the life. So we went through all of that in the last two modules, okay? But in self-love and purification, we got to pull all the gunk out. It's like having sepsis here, right? It's not like somebody who cuts or anything like that because Monica about all about the team wants to play about cutting. But somebody should cut her mic and put her in her place and let her know, you pick me, Isha. You pick me, nasty, passive-aggressive, toxic, sociopath. You like playing games, and then she's playing about tapping the house. Her son did it. But she's a pick me, she's bullying, and people have called her out about it. And I'm glad that people did. They noticed that she is a bully and a harasser and a provoker. And I'm outing her and letting it be known. I want her YouTube shut down because I know who she is. I remember her voice. She's the same woman at AHS. She's a nasty, emotionally violent woman, a pick me, Isha, and I can see why her husband slapped her. Now, I'm going to tell you that I don't really normally uphold a man and beating on a woman or hitting a woman because I've been through domestic violence. Her son was one of domestic violence. Nasty and evil go get out and continue to harass, provoke, and gaslight. And I've got acquaintances who do that now. And they continue to do it. And they are doing it because they think it's funny to do. But what I found funny today, and I listened to this guy, Love in the Pieces, Richie Sy. Okay. Is that a good thing on YouTube? Love his show. He should be on Bravo doing the after shows and things like that and doing the interviews. He's just good at it. He's excellent. He's got the look. He's everything that they would need for, you know, level of diversity and things like that at Bravo. Absolutely adore this guy. So he did something on a celebrity, and no big deal. I don't like the celebrity either because they're actually connected to my family. But the thing is, you know, people love to tell people to stop, and they want to cease and desist after a boyfriend does all this kind of stuff, provokes gaslights, does all this. And I understand why there should be a cease and desist, because the boyfriend is wanting to get clout off of this person. I don't like her, but the thing is, that's because she's attached to my ex. And, you know, my ex's industry. And the industry's not a problem either. I just want to make sure you guys understand where I'm going with it. The industry or any organization, no matter where it's non-industry or industry, it doesn't matter. It's all about the people in it, right? So this is where we're getting into purification about Pitney's, Pitney Patrick, and toxic people. Because this is what the seminar is all about. Because the seminar is about discernment and self-love, and so is removing people. And in my I Am, I have these little affirmations that I do. I forgive anyone who has hurt me in the past. I am going to reach every goal I set for myself. That is part of I Am Christos, okay? So I take care of my Christos every day, my affirmation. I understand that every relationship starts with me. So part of that is purifying your relationship, including removing toxic relationships, correct? So let's go back to what I was talking about. There are people who get off on hurting people. There are people who get off on humiliating, degrading, and bullying, and harassing, and being toxic post-separation. And then when you have family members who are post-separating right along with the situation, who get involved in a post-separation situation, whether it's a bad divorce or nasty divorce or a toxic divorce, it's a level layer of picking back or picking each other that happens, and people choose a side. Now, the reason why I'm going to go here with this is that this toxic Nisha is hiding behind a keyboard, and her she never shows her face. But she's the same nasty woman that is related to my ex. That's his mother, but she left a windmill for her son. So she crossed the line yet again, and she wants to play games. Because me and my doctor talked about diagnoses, and we came out that I'm trauma PTSD. But this nasty cunt is the one who set her son. It's the one who wired my house, and that's the one unlawfully. And she likes to play these nasty games. So Monica Toomer Allison is nothing more than a pitnisha, disgusting, low-life, and a low-vibrational person, just like her son, John David Allison. And I'm sick and tired of his crap. He's soft and soft and soft, apologized for what he did, and I didn't accept the apology. Then he went under witness protection, is married to another superstar. He was married to one before. But when we're talking about level, I don't want to talk about this dude. I don't like him. I can't stand him. I don't love him. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I just want you to leave me alone. Stop talking to me. And your pitnisha mother needs to go sit down somewhere and put a sock in it. It's just that simple. So Richie Sky was talking about this with this physical celebrity, and the celebrity is actually related to my FedEx. And, you know, and the Pitnisha wife, that's like the play of these stalking games for open gaslight games, 904 points. And this used to be the area code 904 before it changed to 850. So, you know, there's a level of, here we go with the purification here. So when we think about, I can be real about myself, that's one of my I am affirmations I get, and I accept myself. That's what I had to do. I had to accept all the things, flaws and all. But there are some people who are just not pure of heart. They are just really purely are evil, nasty people who like to pick you guys or pick me to explode and respond. See, y'all see me explode and respond plenty of times. And I wanted to show you real-life situations that can overlap to professional life and affect your business. It has affected my business. I want it documented in real time so everybody can understand what it's like to deal with this type of stuff. And as a professional, how hard it is to stay and remain calm when somebody's constantly getting badgering dyspnea from both gaslight, emotional abuse, and torment. So my doctor was smart and caught the dyspnea in her BS. Now she's mad because she was doing all this stuff, narc, from both gaslight, but she got caught because she decided she wanted to talk about a false diagnosis. My doctor did this on purpose to catch them in their wrongdoing. Okay? So we talked about the wrongful diagnosis, and because we've already gotten to the point that my diagnosis is PTSD and trauma from abuse. So we're going to be doing trauma therapy for me, okay? So I can be present for y'all. So as a paraprofessional, it's okay for me to tell you guys this because there is a support group that, outside of my own support group, that there's on Facebook, and we've been supporting each other for 5 years. And there's a counselor in there, too, and that's a certified MSWLSW. She says, I go to see my actual doctor because I want to be present for my client. I didn't blame her. I do the same thing. Here's why. When I tell you how important it is as a, what do I say? How do I say it? When I tell you how important it is as a whole entire level and depth, dog, I got allergies real bad because the guy's cutting the lawn. When we talk about a level and layer of not being a toxic person, and being a counselor, you have to be present, correct? Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm fine. You should see it. When we talk about a level and layer of being present, as a counselor, life coach, health coach, wellness coach, business coach, and mentor and public speaker, we have to get to a point of contention. And we have to be present for our patients. Or, in my mind, my client. I don't think of you guys as a number. Oh, excuse me. Give me just one more. Okay, we're back. Y'all, excuse me for that. So, with that being said, I wanted you guys to understand that when you're in a toxic environment, toxic relationship, and you're upborn from marriage, whether you are a doctor, lawyer, whether you are a level of a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, business coach, mentor, and things like that, we all have real life situations, okay? it's not so easy to purge your life of a bad husband, toxic relationship, toxic dating environment, or toxic acquaintance, especially if it overlaps your business. Did you hear what I just said? When your toxic relationship, toxic environment, or toxic marriage, or toxic offboarding of a post-separation abuse situation, or divorce, or highly hostile divorce, or high asset divorce, if you're a doctor, lawyer, life coach, wellness coach, health coach, or any type of paraprofessional, you don't get to stop your personal life just because you got a professional life. And I wanted to be real frank and honest with you guys. Here's why. No matter what you do to be a positive, proactive person, if you've got a toxic, horrible, emotionally abusive, provoking, gaslighting, emotionally violent, disgusting, intimate partner violence inclined, sociopath, pathological abuser, stalker, harasser, or a bully for an ex-husband or a dating partner, dating violence, or multiple partners and family members on top of that, extended that are causing problems, it grossly negatively affects your business, okay? So with this, we're getting into the nitty-gritty here, purification. No amount of I am affirmations is going to fix an extreme, toxic, emotionally violent situation, okay? So with that being said, in my affirmations, I remind myself while I'm going through things, and I've been going through things for a number of years, almost 5 years, overlapping 12 years and 15 years of knowing these people, and then on top of that, 10 years of toxic environment, toxic provoked, gaslight, emotional abuse, interstate levels of tort that have to be filed, and then on top of that, the aggressors won't stop until they go to jail, it seems like. So when we think about a level and layer of I'm grateful I can be my real self, that includes up to what I'm doing my rebranding and re-rollout and having to fight back with a toxic environment, provokers, gaslighters, emotional abusers, and people who are otherwise low vibrational, low function. So when I tell you guys it's imperative and important to have an understanding of this, it's because we have to talk about the toxins from outside the body but in our environment that affect our behavioral management, or mental health or emotional health and well-being. And the reason why I'm having this conversation, frankly, with you guys is because I want you guys to understand how that affects us in our self-love, self-efficacy, self-esteem, and creating imposter syndrome, okay? You may need to purify across all levels in order, like I said, so now you understand where I'm going to bring it back to DJ Ruthie Sky, and he's talked about this whole situation. This woman's boyfriend likes to provoke, gaslight, emotionally abuse, torment, and then do anything to keep his name in the headlines. And I can understand this, even though I don't like this woman because she's personally attached to my ex. But I don't use like in logic. I use levels of purification, understanding, and logic, and observing somebody else. Just like I did last night with another pickney that was involved in the petty mess that was going on with my ex. Because he's well connected to several people who have participated in a lot of bullying, harassing, provoking, and gaslighting. So when we think about this, in order to love yourself fully, and like I said, in order, on your own, doing your things, instead of operating out of order, out of sequence, on your own, doing things that are toxic, low vibrational. So purification might sound like a drastic step, but it certainly works if you can see yourself in a level layer of more clarity in your life. Get what I just said, more clarity and abundance, not scarcity in your life, but an abundance mindset, and removing the things that are unpure or are very, very toxic in your life, up to including spouses, dating partners, acquaintances, business or personal or professional and things like that. Here's the reason why you remove a toxic person. If you can see yourself with more clarity in your life, well-being at a higher level and a higher state of being, then you are at a place of higher learning and a perspective of self-love. And purification generally involves, let me go through the list of purification things. Fasting or dietary restriction, removing toxins from your eating. Information restriction, like detoxing from social media. That's why I've been doing that. I want you guys to understand why I did that. And let me just bring it back in such a way that y'all understand it. So I saw the look on my face, and I'm like, you know what, this is going to be a long one. Information restriction is because when you get information overloaded, or what we call information, too much toxic information versus good information, and it begins to poison you in the sense of how you think and how you cultivate the order of your mind and how your mind with DNA program will produce those I am illuminated light. So with that, we're all illuminated beings. So we're all fly beings, illuminated beings that get all of our DNA program, our chakra, our energies program right here, right? Pineal gland. So when we're talking about our crystals, our light right here, we're talking about it goes all through your body. So when you have a toxic person, right, or toxic human being or environment, you're talking about a level and layer of a whole definition of definitive purification, okay? So when you're talking about a level of crystals, I am, abundance mindset that's sitting right here, you have to find a level and layer of a natural environment that allows you to flourish with that. So if you got a poisonous environment, you can't leave. We all can't leave from where we're at because we're in COVID and it's travel restrictions, as they should be. We have the masks and things that we have to wear, as they should be. I'll tell you what. This is my cute little mask that I have when I go outside or go somewhere and I have to do essential traveling. So I have my little mask, I wear it, and we have 100 days mask challenge that I'm doing. So with that being said, we have to have a natural environment to grow from. Meditation. I told you guys I've been doing affirmations and meditation because it helps me to really get back to my centered self, my I am self, my I am illuminated self, my abundant self, and my manifest destiny laws of attraction self. Something I've always been. I've always been a flower child on my own, always doing my thing. So I've never been in a level of a bubble of overconsciousness or overwokeness. I've always been in a bubble of let me operate within what my crystals, what I was downloaded with from my birth and my CPU, my brain processes. All of our lives get altered somewhere along the line as we grow up. We get conditioned to other people's conditions, which takes us away from our original crystals, which is why we all fight with ourselves. That's our shadow self we were talking about yesterday. Then we think about prayer. What God you pray to, whether you are Luciferian or not, whether you are a regular Christian, whether you are a spiritual being, or whether you are Buddhist, whether you're Hindu, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Catholic, Episcopalian, Pentecostal, did I go and with the Church of Latter-day Saints, Mormon, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, whatever God you serve, we all serve the same God. Originally, religion is just only relative, okay? Mutually exclusive, but together but separate, okay? So with that, yoga and exercise is the thing that I'm picking up to do. Because yoga is a good thing to help to build the body and also become limber and become more mindful in your chakras and your pineal gland, becoming more purified in how you act and how you conduct yourself. And I'm trying to practice a level of grace and style, and yoga helps me get there, Reiki and all that kind of stuff. I'm learning all of that so that I can teach you all, and we can eventually get to where we're going, you know. And literally exercising, but exercising our mind and our spirit. So reading uplifting material. I stopped absorbing a lot of things on social media, and I stopped even following people, including up to Monica all about the sea fish, the nasty person, and the evil, disgusting big Aisha. I don't like her, and I never will, because she is the same one who is the mother of my FedEx and a miserable woman. She crossed the line talking about a diagnosis that I don't have. But the doctor wanted to catch people in their BS and make sure that I was telling the truth. I was. So he said something he knew would get underneath my skin. He knew I was going to say something about it on social media. So I did it. Okay? So Pitney Deesha decided she wants to be funny and play games again. So let me know that they were playing with my house yet again because my house is unlawfully wired and Allison's the one who did it. So Ms. Pitney Deesha, Monica, wants to play games yet again. So the doctor did something strategically. He's smart. He said something about something that we discussed years and years ago, and come to find out that's not my diagnosis, okay? So Nisha decided she wanted to be funny today. Again, that was like yesterday. So I said, okay, I'm going to let her keep going. So she tried it again. But she did something that was dealing with my daughter, and she had no business talking about, and she's nothing but a Nisha bully. And people have told her she's a bully and a harasser. She is. So she got caught. So Pitney Deesha is mad because I called her out, and then since my house was wired and whatnot, unlawfully, illegally, an invasion of privacy, and they've been playing these nasty games with her ex-husband. So Pitney Deesha got talked about, and her son's business got talked about yesterday. If you didn't want people to know that your either husband or his brother or your brother-in-law did this and raped your son, then your son needs to stop talking about my personal business and playing these nasty petty games. Because when it comes out that he's been molested, and she thought it was funny to keep playing these games until her business came out. She didn't think I knew. I did put it out there. But now everybody wants to call it out. Oh, stop. Oh, cease and desist. Oh, but y'all weren't ceasing and desisting as long as it was at my expense. As long as you were embarrassing and humiliating, tormenting, gaslighting, and bullying, it was fine as long as I was reacting. it's fine as long as you can pick me, Patrick, pick me, Isha, as long as you can sit there and violate me and violate my personal right to privacy. But what happened to you is true, sir. Was it your uncle or was it your daddy that did it and your mama didn't protect you? So now everybody wants to, oh, it's going too far. Okay, how's it going too far? But y'all were going as far as you possibly could. Y'all were going as far as you possibly could on social media. Y'all been doing it for 10 years. Y'all been doing it on and off for overlapping 4 years, escalating and escalating and escalating, causing me to react. But because Pitney Patrick, Pitney Isha got called out yesterday, now everybody wants to call the truth. Okay. I've been telling you to leave me alone or I'm going to slap you with your own truth. And so now it's, let's call the truth. Don't do that. Oh, we should let it go. Why should I let it go after y'all humiliated me, tormented me, provoked me, gaslit me, embarrassed me, and damaged my business? But now that his damaging information is coming out about your father or your uncle probably getting your blood with you when you were young, it's not funny anymore, is it? But when you were raping, sodomizing, provoking, gaslighting, abusing, taking pictures unauthorized, it was funny. And when you're around here threatening to release pictures that you did to your ex-wife, me, and everybody else, all your wives, all your girlfriends, it's funny as long as you and your mother can pick Nisha, pick me, Patrick, and terrorize and provoke. But as soon as I let it be known that you're a failure as a mother, but you were playing about parenting classes, but your husband was responsible for all the provoking gaslight that he did years and years ago, it was funny as long as you could embarrass and humiliate. And you created these issues and went to the network playing these nasty games. So when the shoe is on the other foot and everybody finds out that you failed to be a mother and protect your son and he got his boy pussy blown out at 6 and 7 years old, then it's not funny. Then you want to send other people in to protect you from all the truths that are coming out about you being a failure as a mother. It was funny as long as you could do it to me. And this is where I told you guys, toxic people never want to admit that they're horrible people. Toxic people never want to admit that you are a failure as a person, but you're projecting all your nastiness on me. But as soon as I slap you with your own truth and put it out there, then you want to talk about, oh, let it go, cease and desist. Did you cease and desist when I asked you nicely? Did you cease and desist when I told you to quit playing in my face? Did you cease and desist when you were invading my privacy, tapping microphones, just like this? Were you ceasing and desisting when I told the police department that my house was fired? They're like, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. And I did a peripheral test. Did you cease and desist when you were doing all this stuff, taking it to industry, playing in my face? Did you cease and desist when you were harassing, humiliating, tormenting, having your nasty bitch, a bitch, bitch, your friends, playing in my face, embarrassing me, humiliating me, torturing me, abusing, and gaslighting me? No, you didn't. But it's different when you can sit there and somebody puts out your personal business that you go both ways. It's not so funny when somebody has the gun. It's not so funny when somebody puts out your truth that you didn't want anybody to know. So now you know what it feels like, but you've got your cavalry coming in. Oh, let it go. Cease and desist. But you didn't cease and desist while you were humiliating, harassing, provoking, and damaging a platform that I have. You weren't going to stop until I got mad enough to go put your business out there. Now you have your Pitney-Isha, Pitney catchers who are all participating wanting a windmill for you. That's not going to happen, sir, ma'am, because you did it too long, and you did it far too long, and you did it on social media. So a lot of people don't understand the purification is pull out all these demons, all the gunk. This is Pitney Isha wanting to talk about cutting and things like that. There is no reason for you to sit there and play these nasty games because it's nobody's business if somebody that was close to me was cutting. How dare you, you Pitney Isha? How dare you? Because she was going through the pain of what was going on with what y'all did to her mother. How dare you? You nasty, violent, emotionally violent Pitney-Isha. You disgusting, miserable failure of a mother. And then on top of that, not only are you a failure of a mother, you failed to protect your own son from getting raped by his own family. So that's why I put her Pitney-Isha, Pitney Patrick, behind out in her place. So I wanted Monica Coomer Allison to know exactly how I felt about her Pitney-Isha antics. Because Monica All About the Tea is the same woman, a nasty Pitney-Isha bully. But I wanted everybody to know exactly what I was dealing with John David Allison, Kenneth Petty, Kenneth Copeland, John Avery, Gianna Avery Allison's father, the same one who's been stalking, harassing for years, provoking and gaslighting and abusing, and he has multiple accounts and says he won't stop. So that put him in his place yesterday. And I sure did. He got his boy blessing blown out at 6 and 7 years old. And it's not so funny when the rabbit got the gun. It's not so funny when people were on Black Nine and talking about they don't have sex with fat men. And you got skinny now, they still have sex with skinny men with shitty draws.
It's not funny when somebody has a gun and tells the truth about you. It's not funny when somebody embarrasses and humiliates you on social media, is it? Or Jason, you going to Emerald City and having sex with a dude that looks like Farnsworth Bentley, but you had the nerve to play in my face, but my homegirl let me know that you were out there at Emerald City with Glenn Carter, the same one who's my teacher out there, and he's a tough person that dresses up, does all these different things, drag. I don't mind Emerald City. It's fun. It's fun to go to. But I'm heterosexual. I'm not going to like beer, and I'm not going to be played with by any exes of mine and play these nasty games. But as soon as I tell the truth about them and shame the devil, then they want the devil may cry and want to cry, oh, you're being victimized. You're not being victimized. You victimized me for years. It's not funny when your whole truths come out, or your mother's truths come out, or your father's demons come out, your mother's demons come out. That's why I'm telling you, a natural environment is a natural, unpoisonous environment, not a provoked and gaslit environment from your wealthy, well-connected friends who got involved themselves in these reindeer games, judge me based on the lies you told and my other exes told, and play these games. It's not so funny when your truths come out, and purification is sometimes what goes in the dark comes to the light. So it looks like your boy pussy got blown out at 6 years old, and you're mad because it came out on social media. But you weren't having any problems going with it with me on the receiving end of your degradation, your emotionally violent antics. So now I want you guys to understand this as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach. When you come in my life every time and you do all this stuff and accuse me of things, and I'm not crazy worth a darn. I've been abused by you, emotionally abused, tormented. You've been stalking, provoking, and gaslighting for a number of years. You and several others. And y'all enjoyed it as long as I wasn't telling the truth about what was going on and what you've been doing or the things that were happening. And y'all banked on me not telling the truth or saying what was really going on because y'all were benefiting from it. So when we talk about this and purification, we have to talk about self-discernment, being able to self-love yourself, to protect yourself, for one. And then on top of that, in the March Madness seminar, is to be able to have a level of discernment is self-love, and so is removing people from your life. Part of that removal is telling the truth about the things that they're doing that is emotionally violent, physically violent, environmentally violent, toxic, or humiliating or degrading. And I did just that. So what kills me the most is that toxic people always want to hold you to a higher account, but they're doing low vibrational things that are just crossing the line, egregious in manner, or detrimental to your business and business model, like you did. They stole my business model, and we're getting money off of it, played all these nasty games. Department of Revenue let me know about EINs that were taking T&E that did that. But you're getting money off of my business model that I had in 2013, deployed in 2014, my e-commerce board's website. I'm not answering comments because y'all do this every time, so sorry. I'm really smart. Yeah, my private life shouldn't be on social media, but it was put on social media. Because I'm going to tell you something, dear heart. My private life was put on social media by my exes. And if they hadn't have done that, then it wouldn't be on social media. So I thank you for your suggestion, but I'm going to tell you something. You tell John David Elson, Jason Ryan Grassley, and Monica Toomer Elson, and then on top of that, Larry Grassley, and then Kim Grassley Wells Rogers to keep my name out their mouth. Then on top of that, you tell Sean Ellen Whitfield and several others to keep my name out their mouth and stop telling industry my personal business. It wouldn't have been on social media had it not been for them. So I understand what you're saying, dear. Same answers that you're telling me, you need to tell them. You need to tell every industry person who sat there and did toxic shame, toxic blame, up to including my Fed ex and his new wife and his whore that were playing these games in the industry. So don't tell me exactly what I should be doing. You should be telling them, including up to DJ Richie Sky and all the rest of them who are involved in all these antics. And the Pick Me Isha's Monica Toomer Allison, all about the tea. Tell her that. You go to Toxic Diamond, and you go to also Love of the Depth of Toxic Transurina Kiwi, and tell them to keep my name out their mouth. And you tell Storm Monroe to keep my name out their mouth. And Nick at Night, keep my name out their mouth. And Armand Wiggins, keep my name out their mouth. Because it was funny as long as they weren't getting called out. Do you understand? And see, the thing is, my private life wouldn't have been on social media if it wasn't for my Fed exes. They took it to social media. So please don't tell me exactly what I should be doing unless you're going to tell them the same. And then tell them a cease and desist letter will be sent to them, or they'll be sued the brakes off of. Because when my FedExes go to a network like the own network, then there is no way for it to not go on social media because they kept playing on social media and using this platform. Then, Lloyd, I'm just letting you know. Because by the time it's all said and done, that own network will be getting a cease and desist letter and a lawsuit. Because I have several people who were going and running their mouth, including Lulu, Tanji, Archie, and then we'll have that LaVonya Harris-Dixon, Keisha Monique Walker, and several other Pitney's actors and Pitney's. Do you need any other questions answered? So when we're talking about levels and layers of this and things like that, that's why I told you I don't answer comments, because a lot of people have a lot of suggestions, but they need to listen to their own thing. Also, I'm telling you guys, refrain from giving me any advice that you're not going to take. And if you're doing the same exact thing, then don't give me this advice and don't come on my live anymore or comments on my live when y'all are doing the same exact thing. In fact, some of y'all need to take your own advice and stop giving me unnecessary advice that y'all don't even use and don't even apply. Because a lot of y'all do this stuff until y'all get called out, your names get called out, including Usher, Storm Monroe, Toxic Diamond, and then on top of that, Josh Trent, Randy Keeby, Wiley, Marcus Wiley, and several other people who are doing all these nasty games and antics, following my account, doxing my account, but everybody's mad because they're getting called out. So I'm letting it be known that I don't like being toyed with, and I don't like social media being used as a platform to tell my personal business, please pick me Patrick, pick me Nisha games, and then when I find out about it, then you're mad because you're getting called out and embarrassed, and it was just like you did me. So the difference is that y'all are more mad because you're being toxically as nasty as you probably can to me, but as long as you weren't getting called out, you're happy. But you all were doing this for a whole year, 2 years, for on behalf of my FedEx and his father, these guys, Zeke, Freaky, Zeke, Z, Allison, on the VMF cases. So it's not funny when somebody else is telling you exactly what you did and then putting it out there. So it was funny as long as you could toxic shame, toxic blame, and humiliate, torment, degrade on social media, but then you want to get on here in the comments and tell me what I should be doing. What you should be doing is telling Toxic Diamond, several other industry people, the same thing, and then please refrain from giving unnecessary advice if you're not going to live by the same principle and others who are doing that. So please exit off my thanks stage left, please. Thank you. Because when we're talking about picking Patrick's and picking Isha's, and we're talking about a level of uplifting material, that includes up to social media. Social media harassment, tormenting, degradation, humiliation, torment, and gaslighting is not okay to do. But you all want to give this advice, but you won't take it and use it and apply it yourself. Because, see, I didn't start out responding. But y'all want me not to respond because everybody's name is getting called out and y'all are going to lose things because you did this stuff a long time. But this fear exposed. You were so busy exploiting everything and things like that. But it's funny as long as I didn't do it to respond. Because when somebody is having to act out of character for what you're doing, thank you, I appreciate it. Like, I don't expect us to agree, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to be mean to you. It's not. It's because a lot of people have toxic shamed me and did things, and they had information they had no business having because of these same people. I want to explain it to you so you get it. Because I've never wanted my business on social media. I will, in fact, let you guys know. I've never been one to want my business on social media. I don't like going to social media. I'm going to tell you how it ended up on social media. I went through years and years of toxic shame, toxic blame, toxic environment, provoked gaslit, vandalism to my home, vandalism to my home-based business, provoking gaslight, stealing of business models, humiliation, degradation, tormenting, and everything else that you could possibly name it that a toxic shame, toxic blame. And every time I reacted, I was on punitive psychiatry, provoked and gaslit. And then on top of that, the level of the damages that they did. But here lately, they've been playing in my face that they were the one who did it because they think enough time has passed and statute of limitations has passed that they won't get in trouble for the things that they've done, including all about the teen Monica who's playing about parenting classes, who's playing about certain things that happened to me because of what her husband did. But it's funny as long as they think I'm ashamed about that. I'm not, because they're responsible for all the things that happened, but people were putting things in private that nobody should know on social media, up to including having to deal with DCNF because of what they did. So that's what I want you to understand. So I followed my own advice, and I try to stay off of social media with it because I don't like responding, first of all. And then, too, on top of that, the damages and emotional damages that they've caused and emotional scars that they've caused and the years and years of having to fight for my daughter because of the antics that he created and his father created have egregiously, grossly, negatively affected my life, including up to how I'm perceived on social media. So when you got on here with this, I'm like, listen, refrain from telling me this when other people are doing this and they continue to do this and they want to get a reaction. The only reaction they're going to get is the same energy, and it's going to get worse and worse until they quit. Because I'm done being bullied and harassed and tormented, gaslit on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Periscope, and all this stuff, and the backdoor business deals that they had with these people who are wealthy, well-connected, just like I have a wealthy, well-connected family too. But what you're not going to do is times up me too, crossing the line, egregious things, embarrassing, humiliating things, damage my business, humiliate me, harass me, stalk me on my live social media, and play all these games and say, oh, delete your social media. I'm not going to delete it. You want me to delete evidence of what you've done, and I've documented for 10 years. And even though I wasn't able to get a lawyer, because you sat there in feudability and you had a multi-perpetrator, and it's going to take a multi-level, multi-district, federal, state court to do and deal with it. So when we talk about silence, this is the last thing. Silence is golden. So when I tell you silence is golden, it's because I learned one thing. All truths don't have to come out. And I tried my best to keep all the truths from coming out. But now that this ultimate truth put the nail in her coffin and how a poor parent she is, a pitneisha and a bully she is, now she's mad. Because my doctor threw her underneath the bus in the smartest way he possibly could, beat her at her own game. He asked me a question, and my house is wired unlawfully illegally. And I pointed this out to law enforcement. And I did a peripheral test. So my house was wired unlawfully illegally, and even playing these psychotic games forever and a day, and I don't appreciate it. It's an invasion of privacy, past invasion of privacy. Technology abuses were done, tampering of the computer was done, tampering of the network was done, and all the psychotic crap that he's done. So, of course, I'm going to unwire it and everything else, and that's being the process being done, just letting you guys know. But you don't degradate, humiliate, torment, harass, provoke, and gaslight someone, do this stuff, take it to social media, and then want to get mad when your truths come out, your vicious truths, or your things that happened to you that you didn't want anybody else to know. Because I never would have told anybody his business had he not done it to me. And he had been doing it for 2 years, provoking and gaslighting, and refraining from saying anything until now, because he kept on. And then I finally said, you know what? You're a Pitneisha mother. You're a Pitneisha father. You want to play Pitneisha, then guess what? It's all going to come out on social media, just like y'all did it to me. Now everybody wants to call us, oh, she's in distance. Oh, don't say anything. I'll keep it on social media. Okay. Did you have the same energy when you were doing it to me for 10 years? Did you have the same energy for 12 years? Did you have the same energy for 15 years? Did you have the same energy when you're toxic shaming, humiliating, gaslighting, recruiting others in the city and county of Escambia and Atlanta? Did you have that same energy when you were doing all this provocation and posturation and agent provocateur foolishness? Did you have that same energy when you were stealing business models and getting money off of me at the same bank we banked at? Did you have that same energy when you were going to industry telling my personal business to people I have yet to talk to, that are family? Did you have that same energy when you're doing all this toxic humiliation and shaming? Did you have that same energy? No, you didn't. So then don't get mad when your personal truths come out, but they're worse than mine. Because, like I told you guys, part of purification is the devil may cry, including Satan's spawn's mother. Because her truth came out, now she's mad. Now everybody wants to PR rep their image and act like they didn't do all this stuff, but it's true. Everybody sees that it's true. Now they're realizing, oh, she's a bully. People have told her she's a bully on her own platform, all about the tape. And I want them to take that platform down before I see the brakes off of her. So we think about the combination about all of the above, and we're talking about the list of things, which is fasting, dietary restriction, and then information restriction, like toxic, detoxing off of offline. And then on top of that, a natural environment, meditation, prayer, yoga and exercise, reading uplifting material, and then silence. Silence is golden. So I decided to let this stuff go because guess what? I don't have the time. I don't need that poisonous energy, okay? That's part of my purification, okay? And then on top of that, at the level of, you can do this as long as you want. And then as long as you want. And then the days are minimal up to 3 days out of the 7 days of a week. And then there's incredible benefits to doing that. So when I decided to take a lot of this stuff off of social media, it's because I don't want to be caught up in the toxic conundrum of a cluster kerfuffle of toxic people who enjoy being like this and trolling and provoking as long as somebody doesn't go and do it right back to them. Because it's funny as long as they can do it to you. It's funny as long as you can be a poisonous, nasty person to someone, embarrass them, degrade them, and use social media for a platform to do that, which brings me to the next part about social media being responsible for a level of environmental tormenting, gaslighting, emotional abuse, and enablement of abusers, provokers, gaslighters, trolls. When we think about this, social media should be more responsible or held more responsible to an account. Now, social media aggregate to have changed rules and things like that when they realize that there's a risk to allowing people to troll, provoke, gaslight, bully because it's an IC3 crime, a federal crime to do this. So all these pitneishas are now windmilling because they're mad because things are coming out. So therefore, I never wanted to be on social media with this. I never wanted to bring it to social media, but I tried to get lawyers to get them to cease and desist offline. I tried to get lawyers for 2 to 3 years in Atlanta, tried to get lawyers in Escambia County, and they kept this up until it all came out in the wash. Now everybody's like, oh, we should keep your personal life off of social media, but nobody kept it off social media prior to this until all the truths are coming out. It's funny as long as you can lie and cap on somebody and provoke and gaslight them, embarrass them, humiliate them, torment them, wanting to deny and say you're not going to stop, so I found a way for you to stop. Your personal truth came out, now you're mad. Too bad. You took it as far as you possibly could, so did I. So it's not so funny when what your truth comes out is more hurtful than what you did to me. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So why all of a sudden do you all want somebody to stop after you've done all this tormenting, bullying, and harassment? You use police departments at your own disposal. You use county sheriff's departments at your own disposal. You use your industry connects with all this at your own disposal. It's funny as long as you can do all the humiliating, tormenting, gaslighting, emotional abuse and tormenting, or technology abuses, or cable company tampering, all the gaslighting that they did, as long as you are getting a reaction. Now that I'm not reacting and I'm absolutely improving my argument, now you want to get on here harassing me again, call me all kind of names, and then call me all kind of things that were not even true. Then when your pick me, your mother decides to play these nasty games, but she didn't realize she was getting thrown underneath the bus and she fell for it. Banana in the tailpipe. My doctor caught her in her bullcrap. So next time I talk to my doctor about it, I'm going to let him know. But we talked about it, she sat there and repeated. She knew exactly what she was doing and she fell for it. And I want her to. Because when we're talking about a level of purification, we're talking about a level and layer of even paraprofessionals like myself go through these things. We go through these levels of degradation, humiliation, torment, and gaslighting until we stand up for ourselves and we have a spirit of discernment and we begin to put two and two together and we begin to stand up for ourselves in self-love. So the imposter syndrome that I had, I dropped it because I have confidence in myself and my teaching, confidence as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and I have confidence in myself and those that were industry that are industry connected to my industry family and others that I have dated who are industry family who have tried me on to the fullest because they want a windmill for their cousin or their brother, then they need to understand that your brother is a disgusting, miserable sociopath, pathological liar, an abuser, tormentor, embarrassing, humiliating, disgusting psychopath who interviews well. Deal with it. You're just mad because I proved it. So this brings me to the next thing about techniques that are ancient. And that we have to, despite all the new age positivity and strategies, what works best for each person works best different ways. So this is where we're going to get into psychiatry, psychology, okay? Enough about that. Pick me, Isha, pick me, Patrick. I want to give you guys the history and physical of all this so that we can get to a point of contention in the 53 minutes and 7 seconds of what this is all about and going into the second part of this seminar. Nothing will have the same impact as doing the above tandem to one another or aligning a layer of techniques that work for you. It's the same as trauma PTSD recovery, which is what I'm going through, okay, so that I can be present with you guys. I will tell you a bad marriage, bad relationship as in personal, professional, can overlap international. It happened to me. So I thank you so much for even coming on and talking, though. You're welcome to come back and say something if you'd like to. You're 100% right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because there's a level and layer of we have to practice what we preach, correct? So in that, we have to get to a point of contention. Nobody's going to back down. So I decided to back down. I detoxed off of social media. I'm not going to keep going with it. Unless you want to keep picking me, battering, picking me, then guess what? It's going to get worse. I'm putting some stank on it. So when we talk about a lover of that, then that's a lover of me saying, okay, you know what? I'm focused on my health. I'm focused on my well-being, and I'm focused on my business and rebuilding past all the degradation, humiliation, torment, and gaslight, and bullying, and embarrassment on social media, and moving forward. I want you guys to see this in real time so that we can all get to a point of contention that somebody has to back down. Somebody has to lose the war to win. I'm willing to lose this war because it's gone on for 11 years. I don't have the time and the energy to fight with a pick me Patrick, a pick me Isha, who do nothing but do all the toxic things on behalf of other toxic people who benefited from me reacting, and they're more mad because I'm no longer reacting the same way. And the thing is, because I'm like, they're messing up my business. They're messing up my business model, and you've already stolen several and benefited financially from it. And it wasn't your business, period. So when we talk about those different things, this is what I meant by paraprofessionals go through the same thing as everyday human beings, everyday, every life, who are support personnel, and y'all are important. Whether you are a paraprofessional, whether you are industry, non-industry, it doesn't matter what level you're on, we're playing with the same devil, different level. Okay? But in our illuminated Christos and our illuminated light, we have to get to a point of purification, and that's why we're going over this on social media. So this is not all about them. It has nothing to do with them. This is an example. If they didn't want to be used as an example, they shouldn't have did it. So they're just more mad because they're being used as a primary example. Too bad, so sad. Get over it. my name was in their mouth, morning, noon, and out, for years. All the provocation was ambient, provoked, gaslight, humiliation, degradation, so I couldn't prove it until I started showing you guys clips of what they were doing or the word salad that they were doing, and I proved it yesterday with the other people who were overlapping the situation, Funky 90 Vines, other people who were messing with my FedEx for the rich cars, where the Honda cars be up, they like play as soon as I shoot his butt. It's funny as long as they were doing things to me. But when I called them out by name now, oh, let's just stop all these antics. No, because you thought it was funny. Now it's not so funny when the rabbit got your gun and telling you, hey, stop playing with me because I'm not the one. I told you to stop playing with me nicely. I told you to stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Told you so many different ways, right? So if I'm telling you in my normal plum voice over hoarse voice, you see I'm holding my, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, then that means that I told you multiple times. So if you don't understand it, then it takes it to social media and I document it, then you're mad or mad because it's documented and everybody knows that you're a big Nisha, Katie Patrick, and a bully. So what are you mad at? Make it make sense. You're only happy as long as I'm responding, and you're only happy as long as I'm being treated as a psychiatrist like it was happening for years. I didn't need to be sued for it, but you played my face for severe. So you literally effectively were responsible for that, and you thought it's funny, but you thought you weren't going to get in trouble for it because you thought I was going to out you, and I did. So now everybody wants to be, oh, let's keep it off social media, but you didn't keep it off social media for years. Y'all use social media as an aggregator platform to harass and bully. So that's the verification on this. So we have to work individually and magnify the levels of things that are combined to get away from a society of real life or reality online or provoked and gaslight or a non-illuminated, I am a mindset. You have to go and get into an I am mindset and link in to a level of non-scarcity mindset, a law of attraction mindset, and a level of abundance. I had to go and start back over with nothing. I literally had 8 more e-commerce websites that I still work on and that were business models that were stolen. Not only did they do this, but they gave money off of it. They did a lot of fraud. They did a lot of things. Now they're mad because they're getting called out. They're mad because everybody's starting to realize, oh, she was innocent the whole entire time. She lied on her. She lied on her. They all lied on her. Interesting. But they crazy made her. Wow. So now everybody wants everything to be off social media because all the truths are coming out and they're nasty truths about them. So when we talk about a level of hypocrisy that's running through a level layer of people on and offline, it's just sees how just dysfunctional society can be and how people really are relying on dysfunctional, out-of-order antics and behaviorism. We have to get back into order and our own beliefs and our thoughts about ourselves and society, but the crystals ones, not the ones that are non-crystals, I am. So when we think about this, our I am abundance mindset comes from what our DNA, what we were programmed with. We've all gotten away from it because we're so used to society being so toxic, dysfunctional, out of order, out of sequence. So when we think about day-to-day exercises, and we're going to get into this part and make it short and sweet because I told you I'm trying to make these lives a little shorter. Not everybody has time for intense verification exercises, as we are all in the digital age, and that we can only really be done once or 3 times a month, or a level of intense levels of mind retraining, brain training, or going to a life coach and doing that weekly, okay? So due to this, people are less intense modalities, so we can build a steadily and consistently over time. Since we're in this visual age, everything's like, get it done, snap, snap, snap. As soon as I snap my fingers, we're getting things done, lightning speed, okay? So the first step is in relation to feeling your time and energy. Time is money. You've ever heard of business for sale? Time is money. Feel it. Because they know their time is valuable, the higher the echelon that they go. So just like I know my businesses and my business model is important as I go up the echelon, so I have to change the way I respond, okay? So think about this when we're talking about this on the side. Because if I continue to respond the same way, it's not going to help me. That ex of mine and his nasty, wealthy, well-connected, narc friends and foolishness that they did, they know that. They don't like my crystals, the natural life that I have. I was born with it. I'm not going to get away from it. None of us will. We've all just been pulled away from our natural life, our enlightenment, our chakra, our vibe, our crystals, our illuminated one within ourselves because of life. Life throws us all kind of different lemons. We have to make some dang gum lemonade. Sometimes the sugar on it is in it. So with that being said, we have to look at the scenario, and it's all possible in an extra toxic relationship or environment. So we have to simply exit that toxic environment, toxic levels of relationship, or whether it's business or professional, whether it's industry, non-industry. Because the industry, again, is not the problem. It's people who are attached to it. And that's whether it's a famous industry or non-famous industry. So therefore, the industry is wonderful. If you guys decide to go industry, I encourage you to. I come from an industry background, industry family. So it's no big deal. I like the industry. I just don't like certain people. So, like I said, everything has an organization. It's working down to the nuts and bolts of this. Everything has an organization. Everything has a culture. Everything has an environment. Everything has a level of ritual, all we all do. We get up and drink our coffee. We get our donuts and coffee. Or we get our muffins and coffee. Or we get our whatever we have with our coffee in the morning. That's ritual, okay? When we think about all these different things, we make sacrifices too. I made a sacrifice to my career and also my time with my daughter to get my degree. And my certification, which I'm still working on more certification and qualification. So when you see this, even though I'm mixed black and white, you know I'm qualified. And nobody can disqualify me because of this color, but I mix this color. And mix you like this. So therefore, there's a level of I sit on both sides of this as a mixed woman, but I don't care about that. I identify as black, and I get treated as black. But I have to still make sure my qualifications say that I'm fact-based like this and this. As qualified like that. So when we think about this, people have heavy stress, either energy vampires from work or relationship or a combination of both, or environment of what they align with or attach to. And but if what they align with and attach to is not poisonous, it's the people that are creating poisonous environments or reactions or out-of-character conduct that you don't normally have, then we're talking about a level of poisonous people amongst the ranks in that retrospect. That's including a marriage or toxic dating relationship or dating environment or environmental terrorism or emotional abuse, torment, gaslighting, degradation, all the things that have been done to me that y'all have seen me react to. So when we think about this, the best scenario is that if possible, simply exit that toxic relationship or environment. I'm in a toxic environment, but because of COVID, I'm stuck here. So I have to grow from that environment. And the environment is not what's toxic. It's the people in it who have done domestic terrorism on behalf of this FedEx. And its antics have gone too far to the point that it ended up spilling on social media. So there you go. There's the purification. All of it's coming out in the wash, and it doesn't need to be talked about. But people only want you to be quiet and shut up when they're doing things wrong. People want you to delete your account when they're doing things wrong, and you have an accurate account of what they've done. That's what this dude, he came on my live the other day and wanted to call me all kind of names. They always crazy make you or call you crazy when you're telling the truth. That's just a constant. But ain't nobody crazy but them. Because if you can interview well and do all this toxic shame, toxic blame, intimidation, coercive control, ambient coercion from abuse, provoking gaslight, then you need to deal with the consequences, including up to you about to lose your job. You mad because you got called out? Now, keep it off of social media? That's why I said make it make sense. So I'm leaving it where it's at, and we're done with this part. So many people are afraid of leaving a job or a marriage or a toxic environment that they hate. And pretend that they have to stay there to pay the bill. There's a way of abundance mindset to get into this mindset that even if you live in a toxic environment or you live around toxic people, toxic blamers, shamers, or people who provoke gaslight or frame you for other people's toxic behaviors, and you end up underneath the bus for it like I did. So what I ended up doing is I'm fighting back. I moved on. I let it go, but they won't stop. So I'll stop when you stop. But then I decided, you know what, it's not even going to be I'll stop when you stop. The house workers, what I'm going to do, I'm documented, keep moving. That's why I ended up on social media. So just in case I ever get a day of justice, they'll understand that you don't play these type of games. You don't talk to shame. You don't talk to humiliate. You don't globally embarrass someone and play all these psychotic games and then turn around and talk about keep it off social media. I tried to. I went to lawyers. I went to doctors. I documented all these things. Everybody wanted to play these games until it came out in the wash. Now everybody's mad because the truth is they failed to intervene, failed to interview, failed to protect. But I went through this yesterday with everybody, and we ironed it out and hashed it out about what was going on. So everybody understands why I was grieving so much. I was grieving my former self and grieving the person that I lost. And that girl's not here anymore. This girl you see right now, this woman you see right now, is who I'm going to be, who I am. But I'm going back to the real girl I was born. The nice, good, sweet woman who is not going to take you. I'm just not. This woman has boundaries. This woman has a level and layer. I stand up for myself. You're mad about it, too bad, so sad. So when we talk about levels and layers of leaving a job you hate or environment you hate or marriage you hate or dating situation you hate that is either construed as abusive, divisive, emotionally abusive, tormenting, vicious, cruelty, inclined, or any type of level of degradation or crimes that change us, just like it did me, then it's okay to leave that job. Take the risk. It's okay to leave that toxic environment. Take that risk. It's okay to not get married or say, I don't want to marry you. Or I don't want to date you anymore. Or I'm dumping you and I don't want to get engaged to you because you're a toxic person, you're a sadistic person, and you're a mean, nasty, hateful person. You just can't be well. That's what I had to do. So when we think about this, your energy can be drained and living like a zombie. Have you ever seen somebody just so zombied out and they're just like, are you done? Or they're just like, man, are you through provoking today? I've been through that. Y'all see me in my bonnet online. Y'all see me zoned out like on autopilot because that's the level of no purpose and no intention. The only purpose and intention that I have is to tune you out and zone out so I don't have to tolerate it and emotionally separate from all the unethical, divisive, and abusive antics online, offline, and try to continue to go focus on my presentation. All the things that I've been trying to do, but he continues to stalk, harass, and then mess up my life. And I wanted to document it so that you guys understand it. And then those of you who are going through this as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, business coach, divorce coach, how he's continually done this, and it reduces the validity of my coaching. That's why I'm documenting it. Now everybody wants it off social media because they did it. And now you're mad because I was telling the truth and I won that battle with being silent and improving my argument. So now let's harass us some more so we can sit there and make ourselves look like a victim. You're not a victim. You never were. I was. But the thing is, in victim, there is a level of word victorious. So I turned me being a victim to being victorious and moving forward and doing my presentations just like I am today. And I appreciate y'all making it a safe life for me. I do. I really do. Because that's what it needs to be going forward. Leave me alone, like I said. If you have nothing nice to say, then stay off of here. If you feel like you want to do something on behalf of him, then I will cease and desist you, and I will ask social media to send you a letter and absolutely send you a letter for harassment, bullying, tormenting, and an ICC crime warning. It's just as simple because I'm tired of it. So when we think about the purpose that we have, is you don't want to pretend that you are something you are not, which is the polar opposite of authenticity. So what you guys have seen me is in authenticity. Y'all have seen me in my pain and suffering. Y'all have seen me in levels and layers of going off about what happened. I have every right to be angry about it. But the thing is, I want to stop being angry, and I want to heal. I want to heal, and I want to move in this journey, and I want you guys to see this in real time. I want you guys to see this mesh in the bottle 20 years from now. If you ask me about it, hey, I want to see a domestic violence relationship, on and offline. There was no way for it to not get online because he kept it online and kept provoking. And it was embarrassing and humiliating at that time. Yes, I have been seeing cussing and cutting up. Yep, sure did. Yeah, I did it because it wouldn't stop. So I did. So I'll be like, stop, 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 stop. And then when I go beep, 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 then it stops. So then you understand it's manufactured levels of me operating in a manner that I don't normally operate because I'm being sabotaged, provoked, and gaslit. So I want you guys to understand that many self-love exercises you can do in that, and there are five most effective ones. Walking and sleeping hours are prime to a master of levels of doing this. So let's go through this real fast because I want you guys to understand I'm trying to keep this in a short container. And your waking and your sleeping hours are prime to your levels and depth of mastering your thoughts and emotions. Part of that is I had to learn how to sleep. And I'll tell you, when I finally go to that therapy and things like that, when I first started seeing my therapist about all of this, and I told you why I go see a therapist, to deal with my personal life so it doesn't meld with my professional life. Y'all seen it enough, and I'm tired of it. And I want you guys to understand that grief is real. That's why we're going to talk about that in special 2.0 at IMCC.com, not IMCC Coaching. IMCC Coaching is for regular appointments. IMCC.com is for specialty appointments. Because I want you guys to understand that soldiers or even people who are non-soldiers, PTSD is not just a soldier's thing, but my soldier's creed and warrior ethos for wounded warriors, whether you're civilian or you are military, is to help you guys understand we all go through grief and we all grieve different. My grief was outward because I had suffered so long for years and said nothing. My not telling the truth about everything, putting it all out there for the cops to know what was going on is the reason why it took so long, but them lying also aided abetted and the cops not asking the right questions. So there are forensic workers on the cops to do. But the thing is, me being fear-mongering, crazy, me provoking gaslit, threatened 20 times morning, noon, or night, and all that, or sign paperwork, work, no, sign paperwork, work, no, sign paperwork, work, take your daughter, no, sign paperwork, work, no, sign paperwork, work, yeah, I'll sign it under duress, and I did, sign it under duress, forgeries were done, provoking gaslight was done, and doctoring paperwork was done. So that's why this is on social media, because I want everybody to understand. I've been through so much that has destroyed my life and my outlook on love, marriage, and then relationships to where I never really want a relationship again. I never want to be married. I never want to be engaged because it has cost me so much in the relationships I had. And they were toxic. Toxic, y'all. But toxic. They are so toxic that nobody in their right mind would ever want to be with someone again. These are dehumanizing, messed up, torturous, dang near red flag, murderous antics that have destroyed my outlook on relationships and marriage. The idea of me actually trusting someone ever again will be few and far between. The idea of me ever wanting to be married ever again to anybody or be with someone ever again would be less than near to none. What I mean by married is common law married or on paperwork, forged documents, that things that happened, I found out about it. So at the end of the day, if I was to marry, I'm going to tell you this, it would be a pigs would fly. It literally has been so bad to that point that I literally have lost so much. I have lost so much financially, economically, business-wise, online, offline, and it damaged my business because they carried it online. That's the reason why I said I took it to online, because I tried to get lawyers to get it to cease and desist privately, and they did not have any lawyers in Georgia and Florida, and I called all over the place, federally, civilly, criminally, to get these things nipped in the bud so it wouldn't end up on social media. So, you know, when we go to step two, we talk about levels of possibilities that the state were more powerful and set the tone for the rest of the day or night. So your state of sleep and rest or your environment set the tone of how things are going to go. Okay? So keeping your gratitude journal is perfect for appreciating that. So I have journals online that I have put up there. And then I'm also going to have a complimentary planner up today. So I want you guys to know about Fashionista Printables. I have journals on there. You can get them on my Etsy store, Fashionista Printables, by CC Fashionista. I built CC Fashionista in 2014, but the business model was built in 2013, so I wasn't lying about all that. They stole the business model, did what they wanted to do, and provoking gaslight. My business model in the UK is also in California right now, and they've used it all over the place, and I don't appreciate it, and I want my royalties for that, or I will sue the brakes off of each person. So when I tell you how far they went with it, they did a lot of degrading things, and then they wanted to use, you know, the psychiatry and psychology and sit there and try to shut me up that way, and it wasn't right. They used agencies and tried to shut me up, and so when you did the paperwork in the 1980s. So there's where this went to social media, because I had to protect myself and my family, and I'm not going through this anymore. So when we talk about levels of how we can work towards our five-year goals, and we talk about levels of gratitude and appreciation and being joyful for everything, it's including things that happen to us. I didn't allow crimes that changed me or environments that were poisonous to me or people who were poisonous to me to change me as a person. It did change me from the old me to the new me. So literally the person that I am is the true me. The decent me, the guy me, but the beast in me is sleeping, not dead. So you're not going to wake up that beast if you don't want to. You don't want the issue you're looking for. So basically I'm telling people I have boundaries and you're not going to cross them, including up to ex-spouse or ex-boyfriend or dating acquaintance or anybody acquaintance going forward. You're just not going to treat me like that and think it's going to work out well for you. It's not. It's either we're going to court or you're going to get a restraining order or a lifetime student contact order, and I'll just keep it moving. That's what I meant by sometimes I lose the war and have a level of silence and let it come out and wash, and I did. So we think about this. The fact of the matter is that human appreciation and arbitrary and is arbitrary and irrational in that sense, but writing things down is rational, logic is rational, and being rational, dealing with people who are wild, irrational, creating irrationalities in your life, and then you're rationally upset, not like Sarah that wanted to be fighting out there in California about being irrationally upset. There is rational upset when you cost me time, money, and then your friends and family are playing these nasty games. So then there's the level of, it's not just big goals, but getting, and don't sweat small stuff. So we put ourselves first with vacation, massages, sports, an event, concerts, and we deserve supreme enjoyment. We get a level layer of what are you here for? What are you living for? What is your self-love ability to be able to go back to what makes you happy? We all have to get away from people-pleasing and pleasing everybody else but ourselves. So don't do this to yourself where you go and try to live up to what people in life think. And then it's supposed to be a painful level of, I'm going to adjust the sales to be aligned to you, but I'm not aligned to my true self. That's the level of not being Christos, illuminated one, or having illuminated light within yourself. You're dimming your light to make somebody else shine while they're dimming your light, and then they're making you become more and more dim and a former shell of yourself. That's what I meant about shadow self. We got to look at the demons and do the purification part and begin to look at that. So we got to make a world a better place and begin to point out the flaws in the world. And in spite of, in the fact of that, in the times that we're in of COVID, this is the time to sit down, think about, what do I want to do for myself? What kind of change am I going to manifest in my life? And then on top of that, by gigantic margin, what am I going to do to make one small step into a large step and making change? If you don't focus on your own self-development, you will never develop or evolve. If you don't focus on your self-efficacy and program development, all the development that you were programmed with from the get-go, so what you have to do as a personal development besides that program development in organization, you have to get to a point that you understand that, and you have to get back to the true self, not the shadow self, but the true self, the Christos self, the I am, Greek mythology, I am self. And then you'll begin to develop and find others that are interfering with your life, and in a similar fashion begin to remove them. So now you guys understand what this is all about, and the I see my struggles and opportunities to learn. That is the I am affirmation today. I want you guys to understand that. Listen to that. I am seeing my struggles as opportunities to learn, and I am seeing my struggles as opportunities to learn how to do better and be better and change. So in this March Madness Self-Love Seminar, in discernment of self, and so is removing toxic people and toxic environments, or toxic people if you cannot remove yourself from the environment like I am. So what I have to do is begin to go into my illuminated abundant light and say to myself, you know what, I'm just going to lose this war with the roses of everybody else. You can do what you want to keep on doing, but I'm going to sit this one out. And I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep on plugging along, doing what I do best, and that's life coaching, wellness coaching, teaching, instructing, and do as best I can and ignore all the extra stuff. So that helps us with the affirmations and things like that. Meditating on love and focusing on heart chakra. See that? Our heart. Heart. And then is the chief recommendation of ancient spiritual scriptures and the ascended masters that we all have guiding us, including our guardian angels. Our ascended masters, our elders in the flesh that we see, our I am elders, meaning our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our cousins. I am masters. Ascended masters are Christos, illuminated ones that help shed light on our life. But this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We all grew up with that, except for with that kind of like we saw on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We all aren't in a tutu and dressed up like a sunflower. I love sunflowers, though. So when we think about this, our heart chakra is a doorway to the higher self over soul, and then our inner soul, under soul, that's up here. So you think about this, once our soul is complete with our head and our heart and it's aligned, then we're at Christos, illuminated one, what we were born with. Maybe he's born with it, maybe she's born with it. Okay, so heart. So then we think about putting your energy with an extended time period. We begin to focus our energy on better things. We focus on our health, well-being, our mental health, our behavioral health, and all of that is programmed in us. We just have to get back to that normal health sequence, our eternal circle, our pyramid of light, and our organization of I am Christos. So with that being said, we have to feel good at all times. Whether we feel good or not physically, our mental has to feel good. So be able to tolerate that. And one of the most overlooked parts of this, and it's the last part of the show, that we entail activities that feel good to us as much as possible. We got to begin to look at the tendency to believe that we suffer too much to achieve happiness. Our overall happiness is a simple thing. So during COVID, we need to take the time to sit and think. Take time with our family members. Learn how to adjust the sales. Adjust the fact that sometimes our finance is going to be messed up right now. We're all not getting our bookings like we want to. We're not getting our money like we want to. But learn how to adjust the sales and go from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, illuminated mindset, that we're going to get past a level and layer of COVID, but we're also getting past the level and layer of our life has been out of order, out of sequence so long that we got to get it back in order, in sequence, like as I told you in the beginning of the seminar, and begin to operate in our Christos, our illuminated one, our light. Our Greek mythology word, Christos, is I am. So there's nothing wrong with feeling good, and nobody is not worthy of self-love, respect, and appreciation. Nobody is worthy of degradation, humiliation, a level of extortion, provoke and gaslight, emotional abuse, and emotional soul rape, or vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, or separation abuse, or technology abuse, or anything else that all of us have dealt with, including up to myself. So you can text the phone number if you would like to, or you can call on the line 515-602-9765 or text 866-727-9323 and give us your email, or you can text us back and forth during the show, 404-418-5104, or you can book your appointment at DawnDeedCoaching.com, IMCC.com for specialty appointments, or IMCCCoaching.com for your actual regular appointments, and then TeamWorld.online for children, adolescents, and adults. And then on top of that, if you like to call in live, again, 602-9765-515 area code. So when you think about this, Cash App, Love Offering, First Step, the dollar sign, IMCC Coaching, dollar sign, Dynamica Coaching, and dollar sign, Team Run Online, and Top Radio Diva, dollar sign, in front, with Top Radio Diva, the power to do more. So I want you guys to understand that no matter what work you do, even if it's at uni, university, or anything else out, at a corporate or starting out at a corporate ladder, and you work your way up, it's usually quite silly that you're given a level of certified level of distance instead of online business for a fraction of the cost of time and money. But it also means that you're dealing with the levels of trolls, provokers, gaslighters, emotional abusers, tormentors, and even if it's your own people who are doing it to you, you still have to adjust the sales and begin to say to yourself, that I am going to do what I need to do to go and continue my illuminated life, whether I'm going through degradation, humiliation, tormenting, gaslighting, and bullying, and harassment. So that's why I wanted to show you guys. You can come back from anything as long as you got it in your mind and your crystals, your pyramid, your eternal circle, your all-seeing eye, your all-seeing chakra, third eye, your all-seeing eye, that you can go and not miss the mark, but you can be on the money. And you can begin to build a pyramid of a foundation of the bricks and rocks thrown at you. And you can stand at the top of the pyramid with a good level of well-being, crystals, I am, abundance mindset, light, and you can continue to change. It just takes time, and it takes a level of habitual habit change. So in case any of you don't accept limitation that society places on you, that's fine. Society has placed limitations on us, but you have to remember if those limitations are for your own health, wellness, or well-being, or if those limitations are inflicted in a sense of someone who is operating out of order on their own agenda, because there is no agenda here. The only thing that we all need to be doing is focusing on developmental of the self and self-love, self-efficacy, and discernment. So with that being said, if you want to master self-love, and it's the last part of it, they entail saying a level of no toxic relationship, setting boundaries, thinking positive, speaking life, breathing life from a scarcity mindset to an abundance law of attraction mindset. And then on top of that, thinking positive, journaling, getting exercise, sleep. And then on top of that, taking massages, going for luxurious hot showers and things like that, and taking regular vacations, getting your hair done, nails done. And if you're a dude, hey, it's okay to go to the spa. Sometimes y'all got some horrible toes that mess up bed sheets. Yeah, I said it. Fellas, get your toenail clipped. None of us women like our bed sheets messed up. Yeah, I said it. You're only responsible is to yourself, and then think to yourself, I'm responsible for how I act. I'm not responsible for your level of dysfunction out of order on your own. Think about what I just said. Think about what all of the context of the material I presented to you. And then think to yourself, make sure you're as happy as you can be. If your happiness means separating from someone who's toxic or separating from people who are toxic, then guess what? Take the time out. Do what you got to do. I did. Because, like again, like I said, organizations aren't poisonous. Industries aren't poisonous. It is the person. So remember this. Industry is a business. It's an organizational function. So therefore, the organization can't be blamed for somebody operating out of order on their own, doing their own level of their own hidden agenda that they have. So now you understand what I meant. So with that being said, tomorrow we're going to go into alternate self-love strategies. We're going to also go into a level layer of widely known self-love strategies, and we're going to strategize how to get to a point of abundance and mindset from scarcity to a level of abundance mindset, illuminated crystals by mindset, and beginning to change. All of us need to do that, but we're going to start off on April Fool's. So it's not that I'm a fool. It's just kind of like that song by Steve Murder, all y'all have heard me. I done things. But at the end of the day, ain't nobody a fool. My mama didn't raise no fool, but I can act a fool, boy. You hear what I'm saying? So you have to look at it like that. I'm done acting foolish. I'm done being in there, being played for sucker. I'm staying sucker free. I'm keeping it off my face, but there's egg on your face because I don't play these type of games. I believe in business, finance, and being professional. I believe in keeping things off of social media, including up to my marriage, my relationship, or whatever I've got going on. Whether it's a common law marriage, whether it's a physical marriage, whether it's a marriage falling apart, or a divorce pending. So then we talk about a level layer of understanding what's going to work for you, what's going to work for me. What works for me is being private. I've always been a private person. If I had to take it to social media, then you know I was desperate. Just to get a resolve so I can move on. So with that being said, we have to shed the shin of beliefs and values and attitudes that we've adopted to protect ourselves from everyone in this life or people who are operating out of order, out of their own, or our level of unsequence or imbalance that they have and their projection onto a person who's otherwise together. So sometimes you have to separate and have a spirit of discernment, separate from people who don't align to the same beliefs. I have the I am abundance mindset. I have the I am Christos mindset. I've always been born with it. I'm always going to be like that. It's not going to change. So I'm shifting to a level of order that I align with. So therefore, if you don't align with it, that's fine. I'm not going to push that to you. But here's what needs to be done. You have to respect me from where I'm at and where I'm going. You may not be going with me. So maybe your times up, me too, antics are a level of spirit of discernment, time to connect and with other folks, but disconnect from you. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand, we have to give ourselves a level and layer of Christos, illuminated light. Give that to your real self, and you'll find we all have a light in us. Sometimes our light is dim because of other people and their darkness. So until they're ready to address those poisonous behaviors, their antics and their outcomes, then it's okay to have a spirit of discernment to disconnect from them. So again, you can call in live 515-602-9765, log on to talkradiodiva.com with Talk Radio Diva, the power to do more, CC. And then on top of that, text 866-727-9323, or you can go local Atlanta, Georgia, rise up, 404-418-4504, and then book online at dondivacoaching.com, imcccoaching.com, and imcc.com for your specialty appointments and teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, and for the level of what we call get up, get out, and do something, don't let the world pass you by, Teen World Online. It is a vibe, and the vibe is an illuminated crystal vibe, and a level of abundance vibe, and a level of change. It's time for a change, and I'm changing, and I'm developing and evolving past my hardship and trying to do the best that I can with what I can. So thank you, everybody, for tuning this live. I'm going to take you through a couple of different things, and then I'll disconnect. Thank you. Have a nice day.